Let us now turn to the reason for today. Let us turn to Scripture. If you reach forward in your pew, you'll find the Pew Bible. And on page 78 in the New Testament, in the second half, you'll find the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. If you are reading from our large print Bible, that will be found on page 101 of the New Testament. So let us think about what is going on in this passage from the Bible. Jesus, for pretty much the entire 3 years of his public ministry, has been aiming toward this final week when he would go take his disciples to the city of Jerusalem, to the temple, to bring to a head all of his teachings, all of his healings, and his revolutionary message that said the reign of God, the kingdom of God, is stronger than any human kingdom. This would become very clear in the following days. Imagine, if you will, the snow coming off our roof, but also the people, as we came in procession, the people are waving palms. They are welcoming Jesus as a king. Some of the same folks in that crowd probably were there on Friday afternoon calling for Jesus' crucifixion. This is a difficult but necessary week. I hope you'll do everything you can to join us for the worship services this coming week. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at a place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' But he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.